Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, October 24th, 2018. Welcome to day 643. The Secret Service intercepted packages containing potential explosive devices addressed to Obama and Hillary Clinton, similar to the one found at the home of George Soros on Monday. All three devices are of similar pipe bomb-style construction. The Secret Service said, quote, the packages were immediately identified during routine mail screening procedures as potential explosive devices and were appropriately handled as such, end quote. Contrary to reports, a suspicious package was not sent to the White House. A similar device was sent to CNN's headquarters in New York, and it was addressed to former CIA Director John Brennan. Brennan doesn't work for CNN, but he is a national security and intelligence analyst for NBC News and MSNBC. CNN's New York bureau in the Time Warner Center was fully evacuated. The return address on the packages addressed to Soros, CNN, Obama, and the Clintons listed Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who currently serves as a representative for Florida's 23rd Congressional District and is the former chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee. Wasserman Schultz's office was also evacuated after a suspicious package was discovered. It was originally addressed to Eric Holder, but it was the wrong address, so the post office returned it to Wasserman Schultz's office because that was the return address on the package. Trump and the White House condemned the, quote, attempted violent acts, end quote, calling them despicable acts. He added that threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the United States of America. In a statement, Sarah Huckabee Sanders denounced the terrorizing acts against Obama, the Clintons, and other public figures. Mike Pence tweeted that the attempted attacks are cowardly and despicable. Trump retweeted Pence's statement, adding, I agree wholeheartedly. Meanwhile, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman called the killing of Jamal Khashoggi a heinous crime that cannot be justified. He maintained his innocence, however, and called Khashoggi's murder really painful to all Saudis, as well as to every human being in the world. He accused unidentified critics of trying to use the case to drive a wedge between Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Trump called the murder of Jamal Khashoggi a total fiasco and said Saudi Arabia should never have thought about killing Khashoggi in the first place because, quote, everything else they did was bad too, end quote. And in the polls, Axios and SurveyMonkey say 56% of Americans think Donald Trump has been too soft on Saudi Arabia in response to the killing of Khashoggi. 78% of Democrats, 55% of Independents, and 37% of Republicans say Trump's response to the killing was, quote, not tough enough, end quote. 56% of Republicans think Trump's response is about right. Finally, USA Today says 35% of voters believe Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation made them more likely to vote for a Democratic congressional candidate, compared to 27% who said it made them more likely to vote Republican, while 37% of voters said the confirmation wouldn't affect their vote. And now to the notables. 1. Jeff Flake said he didn't believe Brett Kavanaugh but voted for him anyway. 2. The acting EPA administrator told the oil and gas industry that the new EPA is, quote, removing regulatory barriers and leveling the playing field for American companies, end quote. 3. The EPA said small amounts of an herbicide found in breakfast cereals is not a health risk. 4. Mike Pence said yesterday that it's inconceivable that there are not people of Middle Eastern descent in the caravan without providing any evidence to support his claim. 5. Trump admitted that there is no proof of Middle Easterners in the caravan of Central American migrants that are currently traveling through Mexico and toward the U.S. border. He did say, however, that he had very good information that there could very well be people from the Middle East in the caravan. Again, without providing any evidence and admitting that he has no proof. 6. A federal court ruled that part of Trump's executive order to end federal grant funding for sanctuary cities is unconstitutional. 7. China plans to wean its farmers off of U.S. soybeans in response to a shortage that has stemmed from the ongoing trade dispute between China and the U.S. 8. A federal court has blocked Georgia from throwing out absentee ballots and applications due to signature mismatches. 9. Trump is expected to sign a new opioid legislation into law. 10. Congress postponed a closed-door interview with Rod Rosenstein, saying the time allotted for the session was too short. Meanwhile, Trump directly accused Federal Reserve Chairman Jeremy Powell of endangering the U.S. economy by raising interest rates. And finally, the S&P 500 and the Dow erased all of their gains for 2018. The Dow dropped 7.1% in October, and the S&P 500 has pulled back 8.9%. The NASDAQ, meanwhile, has dropped 11.7%. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.